Joining us from his office in Waterloo, Iowa, is Spencer Smith. He's a Normal Community graduate, a former ISU football player who graduated from ISU with an ag business degree, and he's now a farm manager and real estate salesman for Hertz Farm Management. Spencer, welcome to WJBC.
Mark, thank you for the opportunity. I appreciate it.
Yeah, good to catch up with you. Before we get into everything, let's just remind people that if you recognize Spencer's name, he was the punter for ISU. Are you enjoying this undefeated season so far as a former ISU player?
Well, you know, I enjoyed my time playing for the team, and, you know, I'm continuing to support him, and it's good to see that, you know, as an alum, and I'm following him close here from Northeast Iowa.
Yeah, I bet you are. All right, let's get into what you do as a farm manager. Now, anybody who owns a farm is a farm manager, but you manage other people's land. Tell me what you do, how that works.
Yeah, absolutely. So a farm manager is kind of an individual who manages a farm for an absentee landowner. That could be an investor, a family, you know, anybody who owns farm ground. And I serve as a farm manager for Hertz Farm Management out of Waterloo, Iowa. Hertz Farm Management stretches across the Midwest. We have offices in Nebraska, Iowa, Illinois, and Indiana, and do business in the surrounding states. And I also serve as a real estate salesman, so buying and selling farms for individuals and then helping manage those farms. And Hertz also offers appraisal services as well. So kind of touch all the points there and, you know, help provide, you know, guidance, and sometimes we act as a third-party individual to help moderate some of that conversation between the farmer tenants and that investor or that landowner, that absentee landowner who owns that farm.
We're seeing fewer and fewer startup farms, people getting into it from the ground up, so to speak. Why is that?
You know, and today, and we've seen this economies of scale is just continuing to grow across the economy, and especially in agriculture. You know, when we talk about the cost of entry to get into farming, you almost have to have a connection, whether it's a family member or a farming entity, to be able to get in and start farming. You know, you look at the price of equipment today, and everybody's aware when they drive around the countryside, they see these giant combines and these tractors that are, you know, half the size of a house. And, you know, the technology is continuing to advance. And some of those prices are continuing to rise as well. You know, you look at a used combine of, you know, $250,000 or a tractor that's $250,000. I mean, and when you couple that with also the aspect of wanting to own that land and doing other things, those numbers add up really quick. I think when I was in school, you know, Don Meyer talks about, we did a simple equation of what would it cost for an individual to start up with a fair-sized farm and fair equipment. I think it'd be north of $18 million. So it's the cost of entry is very high.
Yeah, what percentage now, and I think that's probably why a lot of people will lease land rather than buy it, right? Am I on the right track there?
Sure. You know, there's differences, and, you know, we've seen lower commodity prices here recently in the last, you know, 3 years or so when we came down from the high in 12 and 13, and land prices haven't followed as quickly. There's always generally a lag between that commodity price, as its volatility is much higher than what the land prices do, and we're seeing that because cash flows have certainly tightened up on the farms, and there's not as many people out there buying farms. And we've also seen, you know, over the last 3 years, as real estate prices have come down, slid down slightly, that there's not as many farms on the market. There's certainly farms out there, but, you know, when you look at the grand scheme of things and, you know, across the United States, 60% of farm ground is owned by the farmer and 40% is rented. In Illinois, that's vice versa. In Illinois, it's roughly 60% rented and 40% owned. There's interest from investors. There's interest for family members who, you know, maybe mom and dad own the farm and are no longer farming. And now that individual wants to continue to own that asset, either for investment purposes or sentimental purposes. And that's where I come in with my role as a farm manager to help mediate that and help moderate, you know, that conversation as, you know, more generations are becoming removed from the farm. It's, it's tougher to have that knowledge as far as what fertilizer is. You know, when you receive a bill that's 8200, not many people are going to know that that's anhydrous ammonia. So that's where we can step in and help with this and allow people to continue to, you know, own their farm ground for generations to come.
You mentioned the proportion of owned farms to rented farms, rented farmland nationwide and in Illinois, and that in Illinois it's sort of a polar opposite. It's, I think you said 60 owned, 40% rented nationwide, but in Illinois it's the opposite. Why is that here?
We've seen farmers show more interest in wanting to rent ground versus owning it. Like I mentioned earlier, that price of ground has, you know, gone up dramatically over the last 10, 15 years. And when you have crop prices, and that's how, you know, farmers are generating their income, they can't quite keep up with that as quick and don't have the capital to be able to get into an asset as quickly as that is. A lot of times you may see a piece of ground only come up for sale once in an individual's lifetime. That's an asset that a lot of people like to retain for a long time. And some people may only have one opportunity to purchase that. So there's not as much volatility in the market as far as the amount of supply coming onto the market.
So less volatile here in Illinois is what you're saying.
Yeah.
All right. Let's, real quick, while we have a couple of minutes left in the segment, let's just talk about, get a crop update from you.
Yeah, and Central Illinois, things are rolling along great. In northeast Iowa, we're seeing combines rolling through the field. Seed corn harvest is well underway. Corn and soybean harvest as well. I know they're talking some forecasts of some rain coming in here later this week, and I think some guys are hard at it yesterday and today out in the field. I would say we're probably 1 to 3 days behind our five-year average of where we should be, but with today's equipment, I certainly think today's farmers can catch up pretty quick.
Are prices going to get any better anytime soon?
You know, if I had the magic eight ball on that, I'm not sure I'd be on the radio, but we've seen our harvest low come in. We're hoping to see that come up a little more over the next few months. I think we'll see as some numbers start coming out of the field where, where those yields are as far as corn and soybeans. And when you look at the large national scale of things, you know, the big thing that we've got to start doing is looking at that demand. Farmers are great at what we do. We can grow a lot of corn and soybeans, but if we don't have somewhere to use that, those prices are going to continue to hurt. So I think as long as we're talking to those legislative efforts of making sure we've got demand out there in the market, we can continue to see those prices come up, hopefully.
All right, very good. Spencer Smith from Hertz Farm Management, a local kid who's made good over there in Waterloo, Iowa. How do you like it over there in Waterloo, by the way?
it's good. Living in Central Illinois my whole life and being an Illinois State Redbird, I now live 3 miles from the UNI Dome. A little bittersweet to see that every morning. So I can't wait till the Redbirds come up here and play some football here in a couple of years, and definitely supporting the teams in the meantime.
All right, very good. Well, hey, thanks for being on the WJBC Ag Hour, and we'll have you back here in the future.
Great, Mark. I appreciate the opportunity, and if anybody's ever wanting to talk with Hertz and know more about us, they can reach out to us, toll free, no obligations, at 800-593-5263. That's 800-593-5263. Or visit us on the web at www.hertz.ag. Thanks, Mark.
All right, Spencer Smith, thanks very much. We'll talk again.